Cause when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is you, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God. But if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want.
Yes, wrong to you. Everything I give, I surrender all to you.
My heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit, all to you.
Yes, Lord.
With holding
Jesus. With holding
nothing.
With holding nothing. With holding nothing.
With holding nothing.
I surrender all to you.
Everything I give to you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
Oh,
I surrender everything to you, Jesus. I remember
52
Jesus.
Weeks of love with the evangelist Virginia Valentine. In Jesus' name,
yes,
we surrender our
yes,
all.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, 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 Jesus. I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender my life to you, Jesus. I surrender everything to you, Jesus. I surrender everything to you, Jesus. I surrender my all to you, Jesus. I surrender all to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. I surrender my life to you, Jesus. I surrender my all to you, Jesus. I surrender my every fiber of my being to you, Jesus. I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender all to you, Jesus. Oh, I surrender the old shade, the old color, the shadow, the old shade, in an old shadow, the shadow, the shadow. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day, Jesus. Thank you for this day, Jesus. I thank you for this day, Lord. I praise your name, Jesus. And I worship you today, Jesus. I worship your name, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship your name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We surrender all to you, Jesus. We surrender everything to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we thank you today, Lord. We glorify your name, Jesus. We worship you today, Lord God, and we lift you up. We lift you up, Jesus. We lift you up, Jesus. You said in your word that if we lift you up, you would draw everyone unto you. And we lift you up today, Lord. You said just as Moses lift up the serpent in the desert, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. And that's why we're here today on these airways, Lord. We are here to lift up your name, Jesus. We are here to lift you up, Lord. And we worship your name. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify
glorify your name. We magnify your name. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your ways, Lord. And yes to your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes to your will. My soul said yes. Yes to your will, yes to your word, and yes to your way, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, Jesus. I praise your name. I praise your name. I praise your name. I worship you today, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, man of God, for allowing me and giving me this opportunity to be on this great platform today to bring forth the word to the people. And I thank you, man of God. I thank you, and I thank you for this great now network in the name of Jesus. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. We're in 52 weeks of love, week 8. 52 weeks of love, week 8. And good afternoon to those on the airways, the platform, and around the world. Good afternoon to you. And I want to say to you today, God loves you. God loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you with an everlasting love. And we love you too here on this Now Network. And may God bless you in the name of Jesus. You have your Bibles? Well, get your Bible and turn with me to Ephesians. That's the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8 and 9. And it reads, "For by grace are you saved through faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that's not of yourself. It is the gift of God." It said, it's not of yourself, it is the gift of God. It's letting us know we cannot save ourselves. It's of God. It is by grace that you are saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Verse 9 says, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Good afternoon, saints of God. I will be ministering to you today from the topic, from Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8 through 9. Salvation is free. To you today about salvation is free. Amen? Salvation. Listen at this, saints of God. Salvation is a gift from God. I said salvation is a gift from God. James, the first chapter, and verses 17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father. Let me say that again. Salvation is a gift from God. James, the first chapter and 17 verse says, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father. Not from down here, but it comes down from the Father. Come down from heaven. Salvation, listen at this, saints of God. Salvation is the greatest gift. Salvation is the greatest gift we could ever receive. Thank you, Jesus. We need to recognize and know that God made us. I want y'all to listen at this. Salvation is the greatest gift we can ever receive. We need to recognize and know that God made us. God made us. Loves us and have a plan for our life. Thank you, Jesus. God made us in his own image so we could worship and relate to him. And y'all, I love to worship God. We love to worship God. When we worship him, we can relate to him. Thank you, Jesus. God made us. Let me go back over this. We need to recognize, just said this, saints of God. We need to recognize and know that God made us. I want y'all to hear this. God made us, loves us, and have a plan for our life. God made us in his own image so we could worship and relate to him. You know, over in Genesis, where he said, let us. He said, let us make man and make him in our image. Let us. He was talking about the Godhead. Let us. Let us make man and make him in our own image. So we were made in the image of God, y'all, so we could worship and relate to him. Amen. Why would some things so precious be free? I want y'all to get this. Why would some things so precious be free? Well, John 3:16 tells us why. It says, for God so loved the world, hallelujah, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Whosoever, that's us, y'all. We are whosoever. I'm a whosoever. When I gave my life to the God, to the Lord, I was a whosoever. Then I believed in him. I believed that he was God's son and God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says, I shall be saved. I'm saved. We are saved. Born again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Isn't that this, saints of God? Salvation is a free gift to us. I say salvation is a free gift to us, but Jesus paid for it with his life. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. I love it. But Jesus paid for it with his life. We didn't deserve this gift. Did y'all hear that? We didn't deserve this gift. But God's grace and his mercy saved us, delivered us from judgment. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. That we might be partakers of Christ's salvation. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I need to read that again. Salvation is a free gift to us. But Jesus paid for it with his life. We didn't deserve this gift, y'all. But God's grace and his mercy saved us, delivered us from judgment, that we might be partakers of Christ's salvation. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your name, Father. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen at this, saints of God. The Bible said Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. We were lost, dead in sin, and we needed a Savior. So God, oh, Jesus, so God, like I said earlier, loved us so much, hallelujah, Jesus, that he knew Jesus was the one to redeem us all, hallelujah, Jesus. Our Redeemer lives. Yes, he does. Our Redeemers live. Our Redeemer lives. Jesus paid for it on the cross of Calvary. Are y'all there? Jesus paid for it on the cross of Calvary. He paid it all. He paid it all. He paid it all for us. He paid it all for us. Calvary. Hung down that cross. Was beaten. Was despised. Oh, they beat him. They beat him. They beat him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they put a thorn on his head, crushed his skull, came running down. They whipped him across the back. Every time I read and see that, I could see his flesh torn from his body. I could see his flesh ripped and torn from his body. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. I told y'all, listen, that he paid it all, y'all, with his blood, with his shed blood. That was payment that he took for us. He paid for us. He paid for us. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. I want y'all to hear this. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. And God paid a debt that he did not owe for us. Did y'all get that? Let me read that again. He paid. I'm talking about God. He paid for us. We owe a debt couldn't pay. We couldn't pay. And he paid a debt he did not owe. He did not owe for us. That is so awesome, Lord Jesus. That is so awesome. He paid for us. We owed a debt we couldn't pay. And he paid a debt he did not owe for us. What an awesome God. What a mighty God that he paid a debt that he did not owe. But he paid a debt for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Kandalarishi Kulabashanda. Yes, Lord, how do those shanda. Thank you, Jesus. For owing a debt, Lord, he didn't owe nothing. I'm gonna say this again. We owe a debt. We couldn't pay. And he paid a debt he did not owe. For us, did y'all get that? I say, did y'all get that? Can you imagine trying to earn your way unto God's favor? That would be an impossible task. No amount of good works would ever be enough.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Take a moment and reflect on the riches of God's grace. And thank him for his love and kindness towards you. That's Ephesians 2, the second chapter, verses 4 through 7. Take a moment and reflect on the riches of God's grace. And thank him for his love and kindness towards you. Excuse me. Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine? Imagine trying to earn your way unto God's favor. That would be an impossible task. No amount of good works would ever be enough. Take a moment and reflect on the riches of God's grace and thank him for his love and kindness towards you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Glorify your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. Grace is a wonderful thing. It is God's unmerited favor by which we are saved through faith in Jesus Christ. That's Ephesians 2 and 8. It says, grace is a wonderful thing. It is God's unmerited favor by which we are saved through faith. We are saved through faith, y'all, in Jesus Christ, as the Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 8. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for paying a debt. Oh, for paying a debt that we did not owe. The Holy Spirit, listen at this, saints of God. The Holy Spirit ministered grace to us. Listen at this. The Holy Spirit ministered grace to us from God the Father. It can be said that grace, listen at this, saints of God. It can be said that grace is the Holy Spirit's power flowing out from God's throne to save us, which enable us to live holy lives and to accomplish the will of God. I got to say this again. I need to say this again. The Holy Spirit ministers grace to us from God the Father. It can be said that grace is the Holy Spirit's power flowing out from God's throne to save us, which enables us to live holy lives and to accomplish the will of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you today, Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I praise you for what you've done. I praise you for going on the cross of Calvary. We thank you for going on the cross of Calvary, taking our place to give us life, to give us salvation, so we could be free. So we could be free. Like the song say, we free, and we free indeed. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, for life, for eternal life. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Look at Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 10, if you will. It tells us that we are God's own handiwork. Own handiwork. He created us with his own hands. Oh, Lord, thank you. He created us with his own hands. With his own hands. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We human beings got messed up along the way. I need y'all to hear this. We human beings got messed up along the way. So God recreated us in Christ. In Christ Jesus. We had to be born again spiritually so we could go ahead and do the good work that God pre-planned for us before Satan tried to ruin us. Did y'all get that? So we could go ahead and do the good work that God pre-planned for us before Satan tried to ruin us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Before he tried. He did, but the Bible said before he tried to ruin us. God pre-planned for us before Satan. Listen at that, y'all. Before Satan tried to ruin us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Jesus is the reason that salvation is free to us. Jesus is the reason that salvation is free to us. I want y'all to hear this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Shandorobo Shidio Kosha. E Shandorobo Shidio Kanada, Shandel Koro, Shida Kamashanda. I want y'all to hear this. Jesus is the reason that salvation is free to us. I'm so glad salvation is free to all who will receive it. Did y'all get that? Salvation is free to all who will receive it. Now I want to share this with you. I'm glad that the news was brought to me when I was lost. I got to say this to y'all today. I'm glad that the news was brought to me when I was lost. Doomed, separated from God, without a Savior, and on my way there. But God saw fit, snatched me out of darkness, translated me into his marvelous light. He purchased me with his blood, and he bought me back. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say this again. I'm glad that the news was brought to me when I was lost. When I was lost, doomed, separated from God without a Savior, and on my way to hell. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. Yes, I was lost. I was doomed, and so were you. You was lost. You was doomed. You were separated from God, and you was without a Savior. And after I was on my way to hell, I was hellbound because I needed a Savior. I needed a Savior. I needed someone to save me and bring me out of the uttermost. Bring me out of the guttermost and bring me up into the uttermost. And he did. And I thank him for it today. I thank him for salvation. We need to thank him for salvation. I'm so happy. Oh, Jesus. When Jesus spoke to me about salvation, it's free. It's free. It's free. Salvation is free to those who will receive it. It's for you if you out there. You're on a platform the airways around the world. Salvation is free. It's free for you. All you need to do is to receive it. All you got to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I need a Savior. I'm doomed. I'm hellbound. And I need a Savior. Ask the Lord to save you. Ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to come into your life and be the Lord of your life. Take control of your life. Tell them you're tired of doing the things you're doing. You're tired. You're tired and you need a savior. You're tired of the drugs, the alcohol. You're tired of the nicotine. You're tired of running around. You're tired and you need Jesus to save you today. Lift your hands wherever you are on the platform, the airways, and around the world. Lift your hands, hallelujah, Jesus. Lift your hands, hallelujah, Jesus. Lift your hands, hallelujah, Jesus. And ask God to come into your heart right now. Ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to come into your life. Take control of your life. Let him know you're lost. Let him know you need a savior, hallelujah, Jesus. And your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. I'm praying for somebody right now to lift your hands and just give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. He said in Romans 10:9-10, if you, your mouth, and believe within your heart that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. Shall is a promise. God promised he'll save you. He'll save you just like he saved me. When I was lost, I know I was lost and without a savior. He'll save you. Your life will never be the same. All the things you do, God got it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me share this with you in my closing. Just because you and I have made mistakes or have trouble in our lives does not mean that God's plan has changed. Still the same.
Amen.
It is still there. All we have to do is get back in it. Let me share that, say that again. Are y'all there? Listen at this. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, Jesus. Shalada, Jesus. Kosha. Oh, lalaba, shanda, lalaba, shanda. Just because you and I have made mistakes or have trouble in our lives does not mean that God's plan has changed. It is still there. All we have to do is get back in it. By trusting and obeying God. Let's trust God today and obey him. I trust God today and I obey him.
Amen.
Trust him with all of your heart. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, hallelujah to your name. Thank you for salvation today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody on the line today, you need a savior.
Hallelujah.
Somebody on the line today, you need a savior. You need somebody, you need God to save you.
Yeah.
June 20 says he's knocking at the door. He's knocking at the door of your heart. All he wants you to do is open the door, because you have a knob on your side. Open the door and let him come in.
Thank you.
And let him be the Lord. He said, I'll come in and sup with you and you with me. He said, I'll come in and I'll pick up your board. I'll come in and dwell with you and you with me. Somebody needs to let him in. I'm getting ready to close, but I'm talking to somebody today. You on the platform, the airways and around the world. If that's you, lift your hand. Lift your hand and say, Lord, save me. Tell him to save you today. Tell him to save you. Save, say, Lord, save me. Repeat after me. Say, I confess with my mouth. And I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord. And God raised him from the dead. And the Bible says, I shall be saved. If you confess that with me, then you say, you are saved. You are saved. Thank God and say, I'm saved. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Say, thank you for saving me, Jesus. Thank you for saving me, Jesus. Say it. Say, thank you for saving me, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. I appreciate everything you've done, Lord God. Thank you for your word today, Father. Thank you for your word that went forward today, Lord God. I thank you for all you're doing, for what you're doing, and what you're going to continue to do, Jesus. You're a miraculous God. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. You're everlasting, Father. You're a Prince of Peace. And, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I praise your name, Jesus. Glorify you, Jesus. Surrender all to you, Jesus. And I thank you today. Praise you. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
praise.
Thank you, Jesus, for salvation today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus, for salvation. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah,
hallelujah
to you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
hallelujah
to you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for
God.
Salvation, because salvation is free.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's free. You ain't got to
thank
pay a
you,
dime.
Jesus.
It's already been paid on the cross
thank
of
you.
Calvary. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Shanda. I close my faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you
Hallelujah.
For salvation. Salvation
Thank
is
you,
free.
Lord Jesus.
Salvation is free.
Thank you, Lord.
God paid it. He paid it all. He paid it all on the cross.
Thank
he
you,
paid
Lord,
it all
Jesus.
Up on the cross. He paid it all up on the cross. He paid
Hallelujah.
It all on the cross. Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
I'm glad he paid it all.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad
Thank
he
you,
paid
Lord,
it.
Jesus.
I'm glad. I'm so glad.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory.
I
want to
say thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
what a
word. Jesus. In my closer, Jesus.
Ooh.
I love you. And I praise you. And I
what
give you the
word.
Glory and honor. And I magnify
thank
your
you,
name
Jesus.
Today. You get the glory,
Hallelujah.
Lord. All glory and honor go to you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
And the name
what
of Jesus.
Word. In the
almighty
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, praise the Lord.
Welcome, family, to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. What's the word? In the beginning was the word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Now Network presents What's the Word with Minister Terry Herbert, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, in Jesus' almighty name. Praise the Lord, family. Good afternoon, family. Pastor E and my beautiful sister, Evangelist, the mighty woman of God. I tell you and all the listeners, what's the word? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Today, family, is the Holy Spirit has sent me to share our complete submission to God. This is not our will. I tell you, family, this is not our will. This is the will of God. My scripture reference today is James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Mm. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Family, throughout our lives, throughout our days, we will have to submit to something or someone. Mm. Thank you, Lord. I choose to submit to God. Ooh, amen, family. What is submission? To submit ourselves under the authority or power of someone else and usually deemed mandatory. Full submission, complete submission to God is mandatory. I choose to submit to Almighty God. Amen, family. I thank you, Jesus. To law, appointed authority of God as he commands us. in Romans 13:1. Wives submit to their husbands, as we're commanded, as they are commanded. 1 Peter 3:4-6. We all should be submitting to one another. Ephesians 5:21 tells us, submit to one another out of reverence to Christ. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for Christ. Submission, family, our submission starts with salvation. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Romans 10:9 tells us that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Ooh, hallelujah. That is a promise of God. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm a believer. Glory be to God, I tell you. Do we really trust and believe in him in everything, everything that we think, speak, and do? Do we really believe? When we grow up, family, I tell you, we mature more in his word. Our submission to God becomes natural. We awake up, we should be asking him, what can I do for you today? Right now. Right now, Father, what can I do for you? Amen, family. Before ourselves. Wake up asking him to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 2:5. Ooh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. 2:11. Titus 2:11-12 tells us, for the grace of God that brings salvation, that appears unto men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we know right now so much is going on of the world, but we're in the world, but not of the world. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Make righteous. Leave the choices alone. We all have a choice. We keep making the wrong choice. So when we decide, make the decision, we're going to submit to God. Ooh, I thank you. We start to make right decisions. Hallelujah, Jesus. And family, we must be obedient. Obedient to God. Matthew 28:19-20, he tells us, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to observe all things I have commanded you. And I know I am, and know that I am with you even till the end of age. You have to trust and believe. I tell you, hallelujah. I trust and believe in Father God as the source of my everything, the source of my being. And we must, family, ooh, I thank you, family, we must humble ourselves, ooh, humble ourselves daily, constantly, ooh, live with a humble heart. It takes some work, but I tell you, the word of God, ooh, I thank you. 12 tells us, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. He who humbles himself will be exalted. Ooh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, live with humility. Ooh, the spirit of humility. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I tell you, family, ooh, we must learn more. We have to learn more of the Heavenly Father God, Lord Jesus. We have to seek him. We have to seek him day and night. Pray to him constantly. And we all know, family, what did Jesus do most? Heavenly Father, I tell you, he knows our hearts. He knows what's within our hearts and our minds. I tell you, family, speak to him. Let him know the desire to be known to him. If it is within his will, I tell you, Psalms 37:4 tells us, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart within his will. Oh, thank you, Lord. Shall is a promise, standing firm on the true living word of God. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Family, we must learn more of the Heavenly Father's word, his love. I tell you, fam, his unconditional love for each and every one of us. We have to learn more of that. Seek him. Seek him now. Seek him day and night. This is not our will. This is the will of God. I tell you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalms 1:1-2. Blessed is the man who walks not in counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, who delights in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. Ooh, day and night. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, ooh, the power of words. I thank you, mighty man of God, Pastor E. The power of words. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, each and every word in the Bible has something to say to us clearly. And we have to read the word and meditate on the word. We have to get an understanding. We don't get an understanding of the word. We have to seek someone to give us an understanding to receive that understanding. The power of God's word. Ooh, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Study his word. Know his statutes. We have to know them. We have to meditate on them. We have to apply them to our life. This is the will of God, not our will. Psalms 40:8 tells us, I delight to do your will. Ooh, I delight. Have some passion in there. Oh, my God, and your laws within my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 37:5 tells us, commit yourself to the Lord. Trust also in him. Trust state. And he shall bring it to pass. Ooh, thank you. Shall the promise to him and whatever is going on, he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalms 143:10 tells us, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We have to ask him to teach us. I tell you, family, he is there. He is accessible, and he is willing, and we sure know he is able. Ooh, praise the Lord. But, family, we have to stop waiting on things to happen. Wait on the Lord, I tell you. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We are his servants. We have to serve him day and night, whichever and all ways we can. 2 Corinthians 13:5 tells us, examine yourself to whatever you are in the Father, in the faith. Test yourself to whatever you are yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you. Ooh, thank you. Unless it's not there, you are disqualified. We have to examine ourselves. We have to. We have to do this, not for us. This is the will of God. That is 2 Corinthians 13:5. When I went over these words, I said, ooh, I have to just examine myself. Your faith. Are we in the faith? The faith of God. Our now faith. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And family, we must share him. And to share him, we must know him. And we must love him. I say it. We must love him ourselves and know more of him. Let everyone know wherever you go. Tell them where your love, your peace, and your joy comes from. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen, family. Tell them where you're getting that joy and that love and that peace from. Ephesians 4:7 tells us, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Allow him to reveal your gifts. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. We all have gifts. And we all have gifts to glorify God. Ooh, glory be to God. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Submitting and applying the word of God as we mature and we decide to study more of his word and apply his word to our daily walk constantly, we shall receive a lot of it from our prayer time. Our prayer time alone with him, with ears to listen. Sometimes we speak and we pray, but when we pray, we have to listen. Listen. He is a loving God, and he knows what is best for all of us. He gave his best. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus. We receive love, peace, joy, and blessings from submitting and surrendering to the Heavenly Father. I surrender, thank you, Lord Jesus, to his unconditional love and grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, the beautiful sister said, yes, salvation is free, but for all of us. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Thank you, Father God. Lord Jesus and Father God, I tell you, they deserve to be exalted. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope." Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you believe? Do you truly believe and trust God? I tell you, thank you, Lord. Faithful. Be humble to God, serve him, and nothing and no one above him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lean on God. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Lean on him. Cast your cares to him. Ooh, stand firm on your noun faith. I tell you, trusting and believing him as the source of everything. Thank you, Jesus. And yes, we will endure some pain and some suffering with submission. We will endure pain and suffering with submission to God. But he shall see us through those difficult times. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. When you trust and believe in him. Trust him. Never doubt him over your circumstances. Almighty God, he can make a way out of no way. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Family, submission to God. I tell you, full submission, complete submission to God does away with pride and allows humility. He told us to humble ourselves and we will be exalted. We have to be of humble hearts. We have to stop fighting ourselves. And we have to, because we already know, we have the victory. You have the victory in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We have to live in the Spirit. Not this day we choose or that day. We have to live in the Spirit. We have to die in this flesh. You know, I tell you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We have to be loving of one another. We have to encourage one another. We have to forgive one another. And we must not judge one another. Ooh, one love, the love of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Heavenly Father. And family, we make sure we repent of all our sins, from the biggest, the smallest to the largest. Oh, I thank you. When we repent of our sins, we come nearer to God. And he will come nearer to us because we believe. He will abide in us. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. And allow us to abide in him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do not entertain sin. Ooh, Jesus. No double-mindedness also, family. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Submit to him in all our ways. Not some, all our ways. I tell you, thank you, Lord. Psalms 51:10. Ooh, I love this verse. I love this scripture. I love his word, all his words. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But Psalms 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. If you have to do that, ooh, constantly throughout the day, do what it takes. Ooh, thank you, Lord, for your word. I tell you, family, pray for full submission to his word, his way. Ooh, say yes to his word, yes to his way, and yes to his will. Ooh, thank you, Lord. He is an awesome God, and I tell you, and an awesome Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And they are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just have to trust and believe. I tell you, Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall, ooh, there you go, ooh, promises of God, direct your path. Ooh, I know, family, we can do nothing, and I'm speaking for myself, too. I can do nothing without him, but with him, all things are possible. Hallelujah, Jesus. Philippians 4:13. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I love the power and the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I completely submit to you. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, just for being in you, being a child of yours. Almighty name. I love you all. God bless you all. You guys have a fabulous remainder of your day the Lord has made. God bless you all.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
No,
I know he's working
in us,
and it's turning around. This is the good news,
and it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern.
And sooner or later, it'll
Turn.